We're now joined by head coach Damon Collins of the Princeton boys. The Tigers going to be in the late game tonight. When they start, well, that could be a mystery. It's 8:15, officially the start time, but you know how it goes. There's three games before it, so it could be later than that. Princeton, South Harrison, who met last Friday, going to play again tonight. The only difference being they met last Friday in Princeton. They meet tonight in Bethany. Things have been going pretty well for the Tigers, Coach Collins. Congratulations on the recent success.
Yeah, thank you.
When you go back and look at the games at Holiday Hoops, you beat Schuyler County. I remember that one. Score's not up against Green City, and I'm trying to remember what happened in that ball game. How'd you do against the Gophers?
We had a really good first half, and then they had a really good second half, and ended up being a real tight ball game, and I believe we were able to win by one. 59-58.
I remember that now. Yeah, you played Green City, both girls and boys, and you both won by 1 point. So what were the things that you took as positives out of that game, Coach? Obviously, at the end of the day, if you win, it's positive.
Yeah, you know, always, no matter how you get the win, you know, it's always better to be in the win column than on the other side. You know, obviously, that first half gave us a lot of good things to look at, and then there in the second half, you know, kind of gave us the opposite, you know, some things that we need to look at to improve on or, you know, keep our focus throughout the whole game.
Did you get the sense in the second half that, you know, you get a team making a run at you? And, yeah, I think it was, that was the game where I mentioned, I think it was a 19-point lead or something like that that happened. I said going into the third quarter, if you're Green City, you need to outscore Princeton by 10 to get back into the ballgame. I think they outscored you by 13 in the third quarter, immediately made the ballgame again. Did you get the sense that your team tightened up a little bit with them making the run at you?
You know, I think we kind of did for a little bit, and then, you know, at the same time, you know, the field boy got going, and once, you know, he got going, you know, then it's, you know, really difficult to slow him down once he finally got some confidence going in that game.
I'm trying to recall the specifics on the game. I do remember it a little bit at this point, but who do you remember off the top of your head, Coach, that really scored the ball well for you against the Gophers?
Well, I can remember key shot that we hit was Logan Duncan hit a three, you know, kind of deep at the top of the key, and I think that was, you know, kind of the big difference in the game for us there.
I think one of the things I like about your team is you're deep, and we talked about back in December that you don't know from game to game who's going to kind of step forward and have that big game for you. But with that being said, you don't have guys that are out there trying to hunt for their shots either. They find the shots in the flow of your offense, and I think you have a pretty good rhythm offensively.
Yeah, we're pretty good at finding the hot guy most of the time. You know, and usually, you know, obviously when a guy gets hot, you know, he's a little more willing to step up and take those shots a little quicker, too. Actually, now, if I remember right, Austin Kelly was the guy that really got us going early on in that game, and I think he ended up with maybe 21 in that Green City game as well.
Schuyler County was a team that was looking for their first victory. They have one now, but they didn't get one against Princeton. You handled your business well against the Rams, Coach. What do you recollect with that one?
Yeah, you know, I think that was a game, you know, we kind of had a slow start there, but we came out and had a really good start of the second half, and were able to put them away, and, you know, that's always difficult. You got a team, you know, just because they don't have very many wins doesn't mean, you know, they're going to get, you know, give up and not come out and play hard. So I think, you know, that kind of opened up our guys' eyes a little bit.
Well, and then certainly Princeton, South Harrison, and this would be my prediction coming into that matchup, that the teams match up pretty well with one another. I think there's a lot more similarities than dissimilarities between the teams. And Friday night was one of those games, Coach. What was the difference for your team in getting a two-point win?
Oh, you know, definitely, you know, I think a two-point win, you know, I'm sure, you know, South Harrison sitting there, you know, saying that, hey, that two-point win is because we were at third place. You know, that's going to be different tonight, and you know, it's something, you know, that is going to be a big difference. You know, we're going to have to step up and do a little bit better at aspects. You know, we gave up a lot of offensive rebounds, especially early on in that game, and we're going to have to control the boards a little bit better tonight.
48-46, the final. So you only score 48, which is not a huge total. Was it really your defense? It looks to me like it was, Coach, if you only give up 46. Was it your defense that won you that game?
You know, I believe so. You know, apparently they had a pretty good defense going on the other end as well. I think you know, I laughed, and you know, the refs and our administrators at halftime said they could go ahead and take the rims off the baskets for the second half.
Huh. As far as the rematch, you know, the biggest challenge with playing them on their floor, especially after you got them six nights ago, Coach, what is it in your mind?
Excuse me, what was that?
You get them again, so it's a rematch. This time you have to play them and try to beat them in Bethany. What's the biggest challenge of trying to do that twice in six nights?
Oh, I think, being a conference opponent, just playing them, both teams are going to know what the other team's looking to do. And so tonight's going to be who can come out and shoot, the plays and if they want to run, even though the other team may know what they're doing.
Newtown Harris, a team that's rebuilding a little bit. I know that Garcia, I believe, is they're a really nice player on the boys' side, but out-depth a little bit stronger and more physical. You beat them 81-31 on Tuesday, Coach. How'd the boys play against the Tigers?
I thought we came out with a lot of energy at the beginning of the game, and we're able to force some turnovers and get a decent lead, and we continued to play hard, I thought. Even subs came in and played well, and pretty good game to get going in the first round of the tournament.
Next week, as we've been talking about here, well, we'll talk about it with Milan tomorrow, certainly with Coach Gooden and with you today. Next week's a big week for teams in the Grand River Conference, Tuesday and Friday. We'll save the Friday discussion for next Thursday on the Coaches Show, but you got Putnam County coming to your barn on Tuesday, Coach, and that, to me, that feels like another one of those really close competitive ball games. It might be a fourth quarter game.
Definitely. I think, we're similar with a lot of teams in our conference. It's all pretty close, like once you get past Milan, and, should be a lot of close games, and Putnam's definitely going to be a close one. I'm glad that we have them at our place.
You just mentioned Milan, and they're up to number one in the state, and they're 14-0 and haven't lost in those things, and you guys gave them a pretty good battle, as we talked about last month. Even though you didn't win that game, Coach, did you feel like, did your boys get some confidence from the way they played over at Milan?
I think they saw some, a lot of things that they were capable of doing, and then a lot of some areas also that we need to improve on. I think even with the loss in that game, I think we came away with a lot of positives and a lot of things to help us get better.
Putnam County at home on Tuesday, at Polo on Friday the 18th. That's the schedule next week. Now we'll take a look at the South Harrison schedule as well, and there is that snowstorm coming in Friday night, so we are well aware of that. Win or lose, Princeton would play Saturday. Third place game, 4:15, championship 6:45 on Saturday night. You got Mercer and Maysville on the opposite side of the bracket. They play at 5:45 tonight. Coach Collins, appreciate the time. We'll let you get on your way, and good luck tonight over at the tournament against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.